Okay, good. So, Mirtz Hashem is Baruch. We're going to start a new chapter in the Pelayoyetz for a new Zman, Mirtz Hashem, entitled Gaiva. Now, I'm not going to point out anybody specifically who just said, but I'm saying, I don't like this chapter, which is exactly the reason why we should learn it, okay? Because Gaiva, in general, happens when it comes to Midas in general. If the minute you start like impinging on it, you start feeling it, you start feeling a little bit of discomfort, you should already, that's the simon, you're already, that's when you should be working on it the most. It's the biggest side of Musar in Avodas HaMusar. So Zakta Helga Pelayo, it's Goydol Raraso Mefarish Batar B'Divrini Rabbi Seidu Zechon Levracha B'Shas B'Midrashim Chol Sifra HaKodesh. The Indian, the terribleness, the disgustingness, the discomfort that we should all have towards the Indian of Gaiva is spoken about very clearly in Shas, in the Midrashim, in all of the Sifra HaKodesh. Umi Zutar Dechsev Toyev Asa Hashem Kol Gvalev. Someone who is a gavolev is toyev Hashem. Now the lashon toyev we find it in many places, but really in reference to only a few specific averas. In terms of toyeva of the licentiousness, in terms of toyeva of avodah zarah and gaiva, it's toyeva. That's interesting because by the way, the lashon toyeva means like disgusting, terrible, nasty. Ugh, don't want to stay away from it entirely. But toyeva, the Gemara also tells us the lashon toyeva is also the lashon toyeba. So gaiva is one of those things where if you don't have a sense of healthy self-confidence, you can do it really badly. If you don't have a true sense of a comfort of who you are, then it will manifest in a very unhealthy way. I'm saying a very, very deep insight. I hope you appreciate it. It's a very big Indian. Toyeba, the Gemara tells Masechet Sa'id, a very famous idea, that a Talmid Chacham has to have gaiva. Do you know what the Gemara says? A Talmid Chacham should have gaiva. How much? Shminis of a shminis, exactly. An eighth of an eighth. But you're supposed to have it. There is such an akuda called having a gaiva. Of having an aziz to piktusha, how it manifests specifically. But it has to be done properly and carefully. Otherwise, if it's not done properly and carefully, it can manifest in a very unhealthy way. As if you served avodah zarah, someone who gives too much into avodah zarah, into service of self. Such a person, unfortunately, will not arise from the dead. Past when the Mahaba comes, okay. Ain't no rois rabbis. Kule alma yodi ras hagayva ki rabba. Everyone, of course, understands and knows how terrible gaiva is. Of da akas sheserim shemahus hagayva who shohilch bekoyim zekufa menaneis rois of heino veino. People think that the gaiva is purely justified as the way you carry yourself, the way you walk around. You know, as koyim zekufa. You walk with an upright stance, like your nose up in the sky, right, in a hadi tadi type of way. But a person should really know that that's not necessarily a gaiva. The truth is, we don't really know what gaiva is. You have to understand, gaiva is like almost a head mida, and from that, actually, there are many, many manifestations of how gaiva occurs. Could you imagine someone who's angry is about gaiva? Someone has anger, right? Someone has anger issues. But if you drill deep into the midah of kas, says the Pelayoyetz, you can derive from that the midah of gaiva from it. You can almost backtrack back to the midah. Because underlying most bad midos is the midah of gaiva. If you don't have, and the truth is, if you want to work on your gaiva, I apologize, if you don't work on your caste, if you don't work on your kin, on all those things, really just go back to the main source. Go back to gaiva. If you can work on your gaiva, you can generally work on your kinna and your caste and things of that nature. People, you know, the Yitzhar makes you think that anger is a separate adjunct isser. And a separate, completely distinct avera, which it has its own things. But the truth is, really underlying it, again, says the Pelayoyetz, is the midah of gaiva. Someone doesn't feel it. Oh, people like it even to such a degree that if you know, gaiva is one thing, and anger is another thing. And if you work on your and anger is the type of thing where adrabe, you're not a human if you don't get angry. Are you a shmata? Do you let people just walk all over you? Again, it's coming from a lack of truly understanding and being in touch with what the midah is. Person should understand and to really be aware of how positive and how good it could be, how if you really work on this midah of gaiva, how much happier of a person you'll be. This is a very interesting insight here. He's saying that a person should do the best of their abilities to really view themselves through this prism of, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing, I'm nivzeb ene adam. I'm not worthy to be. That doesn't mean that you should put yourself down. Your true worth. This is again, like I said before, it can go both ways. If you don't have a healthy sense of self confidence and sense of self, it can come out in a bad way. It could be too much of a bagaiva. And the same thing from the other side of the same coin is, if you don't have a true sense of who you are, it can come out in a very unhealthy, derogatory way. We're assuming you're already a healthy person and you know who you are, which is why a lot of times nowadays we don't really speak about the idea of like lowering yourself and putting yourself down. It's not really the avoid of this generation, because to be honest, we're all depressed, right? And to push a person who thinks about it a little deeper, they're going to push themselves off they're going to push themselves off the edge already, because we're already not feeling that we have a worth. First, we have to work on the midah of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you into this world for a reason. Hashem loves you. Hashem cares about you. Hashem wants good for you. That everything that happens in this world is for the best. And once you have that healthy boundary and healthy platform to work off of, then you can start working on your gaiva. But before then, if you already don't love yourself, there's no special kunst. There's nothing special about putting yourself down. You have to love yourself first. But you have to love yourself for the right reasons. That's the yisur. Rak ma'oid ma'oid. But nonetheless, he does say, this is a very important point, which is he does say, because we're reading the Pelioitz, you know, I could have my own commentaries, but we want to read the Pelioitz, which is that at the end of the day, a person has to understand that you, even in front of Anshei B'nei Beisa, in front of your own family members, in front of your own household members, this is something where a person should understand that it's, you know, it's very easy to compare yourself to people on the outside, and even I'm that person, I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing, I'm a this. But like, your brother, you know, like, no, hey, I mean, he's a nobody, I'm better than him, daddy loves me more, mommy loves me more, I'm sure that there could be such a direction. And by the way, it goes the opposite too. Sometimes it's easier, you know, in your household members, but some of the strangers, there's a famous story once, where somebody could overhear, he's davening, he's really davening, very, very stuck. At the end of davening, what do we say? You know, Kanitzar. V'nafshi ko'afar l'chol tiyeh, right? I'm like dust in comparison to all. And then what happens? The same guy, when he gets, you know, he doesn't get an aliyah in shul, or even worse, he gets an aliyah, but it's not the aliyah that he wanted. That's even worse, by the way. Can you imagine? To not get an aliyah, okay, fine, nunu. I would have gotten shishi. I would have gotten shlishi. You know, shlishi and shishi are usually like the most prime, maybe a maftir also. But like, to not get it, but because it means at least in potential, I could have gotten shlishi and shishi. But for me to get chamishi, that's disrespectful, right? That's disrespectful. Agav, I know there's a very chashuv Rebbe in Olav HaShalom. He was the Sulitzer Rebbe of Farakoy. Anybody familiar with who that was? He was unbelievable tzaddik. He was makariv, basically kamat makariv, my entire wife's family. The reason Baruch Hashem today that Kanai and her, the B'nai Torah, learned in yeshivas and kolelim and mamish mechanchim and Tardika people is because of the Sulitzer Rebbe was makar of my father-in-law many, like literally 50, 60 years ago. And he would get, in the Hasidic world, a Hasidic Rebbe gets which aliyah? Does anybody know?
Third?
Not the third. Generally, the third is by the Litvish Welt. Right, because by the Litvish world, they get shlishi. But by the Hasidim, as Meir said, they get the sixth aliyah. There's a lot of reasons for it, which I'm not going to pretend that I know. Could be. And the point is that for Shishi, by Hasidim, Shishi is what they get. The Rebbe used to get Revi every Shabbos. Did you know that? In the Sulitzer base manager, to get Revi. Why? Because he overheard one time a Bala Bas complaining that he got Revi. He said, what's wrong? I don't understand. I give so much to the community. I'm such a chashur member. How in the world could the Gabbai give me Revi? It's disrespectful. And the Rebbe said, Chas v'shalom, if someone's going to be mezalzel in the aliyah of Revi, I'm going to take Revi every single Shabbos. To be making on the covet, to respect, and to protect the honor of the aliyah of Revi. So yeah, this is but it's not Rebbish. But it's not Rebbish. It's Rebbish. Oh, it's very good. He was a tremendously pious individual. And therefore, says the Heilige Pelioitz, a person has to look at themselves through this prism. Ma'oid ma'oid yeshval ruach yeshval berach. Quoting from the Mishnah in Ovis. Ma'oid ma'oid yeshval ruach. V'hagodr ha'godob ha'smad kriya sifri ha'mosu l'kayim krok dichziv v'chatosin negdi samid. It's very interesting. So he's saying that one of the ways that a person could work on their midah of gaiva, again, we said before, this needs to be done in a healthy format and through a healthy prism, is chatasi, as the pasuk says to Helam, chatasi negde samid. Just so we say, shivisi Hashem negde samid, but chatasi le negde samid. No one here is perfect. I can attest personally to every single one of you, even myself included. I was not included in the Rosh Kodesh. The Rosh Kodesh is not included in the Cheshvan. All right, okay. Listen, I know where my checks come from, which is okay. But chatasi le negde samid. Say, such a person has to look through the prism of, I'm also imperfect. I've also made mistakes. I've also done something incorrect. It's very important, because how often do we dislike other people? Because as the Gemara tells us, that you know, you see somebody that you don't like, you see Davar Erva, you see Davar Magunaboy. I should really quote the Gemara. The Gemara Pesachim says, you see Davar Magunaboy, it means that they did an Avera. And the Gemara discusses whether that's like, you know, someone you're allowed to hate or not. Al-pi halacha. Someone who's an Avarian, as we know the halacha is, you're allowed to hate them. Right, that's the pasuk. You see, soynecha tachatz revecha. You see, his chamor soynecha tachatz revecha. He's your soyne. The Gemara says, how could you have a soyne? You're not allowed to hate somebody. Ah, it must be that he did an avera. He did averas specifically, right? Not one random avera, but he did averas and he refuses to stop. Right, so of course, you're allowed to hate somebody who's done averas. Chatasi negde samin. I'm also imperfect. Okay, I'm also imperfect, and therefore. Maybe it's still incorrect. Maybe it's still, you know, inappropriate to make friends with that person. I don't have to go and back slap the guy and become his best friend. But what it does mean is you ain't perfect than anybody else. Chatasi negdi sambin. Vafilo, I'm gonna just finish the paragraph from Yiras Hashem. Well, we're so excited to steig in kedushin. Vafilo kaber matzah yada chokhmah v'das lo yamedjesh hu ayker v'hakol rofi roy ha'mayis ha'maisel fi mashu adam pelos moizim mishma yad Hashem. There's a lot of words I'll explain. Basically, he's saying that a person's prism, a person's perspective always should be whatever my job, whatever potential that Hashem has given me, whatever good that I may be able to do or have done in my life, it is such a drop in the bucket of what I really, truly am capable of and what I'm expected to do. Let's be honest. How can I look at anybody else and I'm better than anybody else? I'm not even doing half of my job that I'm supposed to be doing. The Yosef Das, Yosef Machlev. And once you have that knowledge that you've done so little, and you have so much more expected upon you, then yeah, you should bring upon yourself a little bit of like a sense of, I'm a nobody. Ad asher k'dahavele ma'avid lo'ova v'kasha yochel lahasig lo yishtad lahasig ki ha'mishpat l'lakim hu. Oh, Risa Hashem Yisbarach. I give everyone a bracha for new psichas hazman, for a geshmak hazman. We should steig in learning. We should makadish ourselves. Efsher boy, ubeshluchai, but mitzvah boy yosef ubeshluchai. It's better for you to steig than to help, you know, other people. You know, I was just in America fundraising, right? So a lot of people are saying, okay, I can't work, I can't learn, but I'll give money to people who can learn. Boy yosef ubeshluchai. Baruch Hashem, we have this chus to be in a base medrash to learn Torah. That ourselves can be doing the learning. Avada will take the donations, of course. But at the end of the day, we want to steig personally. Baruch Hashem, I give everyone that bracha. We should steig in learning. Shkoyach.